Chapter 4 The next morning, Tessa was the first to arrive at the Star Darling's table in the Celestial Cafe. She turned to the door, and right on cue, Gemma walked in. The two were almost always the earliest for breakfast. Life on the farm began with the chickadoodles crowing at sunrise, and neither could manage to sleep even a bit past that, with few exceptions. The sisters settled into seats facing the cafe's glass wall, with a glorious view of the Crystal Mountains. Brilliant rays bounced off the mountain peaks. For a Moogle, the two were silent. Even Gemma knew to sit quietly, soaking in the positive energy. "So," Gemma said, finally breaking the silence, "I have to tell you what happened last star night. Libby and I were walking through the Serenity Gardens when we saw Piper meditating, so we..." Tessa listened with one ear, a skill she'd developed at a young age when it became clear that Gemma could take star hours to tell a story that should be told in star mins. Their orders were taken and delivered. She finished her star cakes, then looked questioningly at Gemma and her half-eaten bowl of Sparkalos. Nodding, Gemma pushed the bowl to her, saying, "So then, Piper tells us this dream about driving a star car. I mean, actually steering and braking it, with no auto feature that she can figure out, and..." Meanwhile, more Star Darlings were arriving, and the cafe was filling with students eating, talking, and laughing. Leona, Piper, Astra, and the others sat down, with Scarlet slipping into a seat at the other end of the table. Only Cassie was missing then. "Sage, did you see Cassie this morning?" Tessa asked. Sage shook her head, tossing her long lavender hair. "No, she was already gone when I woke up." Just then, Cassie hurried in, looking worried. She took the last seat, next to Scarlet. "Is everything all right?" Tessa asked, her voice carrying across the table. All talking stopped while everyone turned to Cassie. Even a few girls at the next table paused their conversation to listen. Tessa noted Vivica at the head of that table.